But during the time I was there, a change occurred, and the government established a new agency. I had rather thought that the commission, being a supervisory grain organization, probably could have got involved, but I think they decided it was too politically sensitive. So the government set up a new train transportation. I forget now what they call it. And hired people and gave the director authority to make the final decisions, so that the wheat board wasn't making the main decisions of who got cars and who didn't get cars. The other thing that I perhaps should mention, while I was there, was that we gave increased emphasis to producer cars, where a producer could order a car and load it himself and send it to the terminal, and he would have a warehouse receipt. He'd have the grain and be there for him to move or sell later, mostly feed grains, not poor grains. And I had an employee in my office who was responsible for administering that, looking after that. And it grew quite a bit during that period. Then there became a time later where a lot of the producer cars or feed grain were in the terminal, but didn't get moved out very quick. So then that started to bother the terminals, that they're taking up space, and when they want to load a boat to go down the lake, I'd say they needed some of that grain. And so that was one of the interesting things that I enjoyed. I guess I was a bit farmer-oriented.
We need more of those. I'm biased too.